What's just I could put into words how you're feeling at the moment after that?
Yeah, delighted, you know, buzzing. We've worked so hard through the game and the build-up to it. And we've come here with horrible conditions, you know, as I can see, for us and for them as well. And, you know, thankfully we've come out on top.
And a penalty save for you as well, right near the end. I mean, that must have pleased you an awful lot.
It's more about the clean sheet. You know, we've sort of looked at that over the last few weeks. We weren't keeping enough. But it's great. I mean, great to save a pen any time. And in the FA Cup, again, it's lovely. And you know, it would have made it 2-1 and could have put us under some serious pressure towards the end. But, you know, thankfully we got away with it and kept the clean sheet. So.
You mentioned clean. That's two clean sheets in a row as well now you've had.
Yeah, which is important. Like I said, we've been working on it, you know, some defensive stuff as well as units and with the keepers being involved with the back four and the back five at times with a midfielder sitting in there. But, you know, FA Cup's about the result. It doesn't matter how you get it. You know, it's to get ready for that next round, and now we've got a great chance to get a massive tie.
Nice to reward those 300 supporters who made the trip as well. You could tell they were enjoying it by the end.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the home support's great. That sort of certain few that keep coming to away games, whether it's 50 or 350, you know, they're so loud for the whole game. They're brilliant. And you said you rewarded them for making that long journey today.
And it's, I suppose, been a bit of a dream to get to the third round of the FA Cup. What's it like now that it has finally become a reality?
We'll celebrate on the bus a little bit going home. I'm sure there'll be a few dancing and a bit of music, but you know, we can deal with that when it comes round. Now it's we'll look at Monday night, obviously, as you will do, but we've got a rearranged game for Tuesday night to go and think about now, and try and get 3 points there.
But you look at how far Eastleigh have come, I suppose, since you've come to the club, up into the playoffs now and into the third round of the FA Cup. I mean, it's been some fantastic experiences.
Yeah, no, I mean, the club's gone forward. It's, you know, obviously, since I came aboard, and a lot of lads have come aboard, and it's mainly back to the chairman, I think, you know, for his, you know, his desire and he's willing to put his hand in his pocket to change things around the club. Not just about players' wages and getting players to the club, but, you know, like I think they said earlier on the telly, you know, the way the club's trying to do every single thing professionally that it can, and it's all working, and, you know, and things and little things are getting changed from, you know, from being a part-time non-league team to, you know, though we're still non-league, we are near enough full-time, and it's paying dividends, you know, like you say, with the success we're having in the league and now the cup. It's brilliant.
And I'll have to ask you this question about who you'd like in the draw for the third round.
For me personally, it'd be, you know, great probably to go back to Old Trafford, you know, and actually last the 90 minutes, but you know, you take any Premiership team, of course you would, and you take any team, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be a good tie. You never know, you might, you know, get a lower league team again and go on to the next round. You never know what's going to happen, but we'll enjoy it. And like I said, we've got some league games between then and now, but we'll know Monday night, and we'll just deal with it on the day.
Do you feel nerves, do you think, for the draw, a bit of excitement? Or
I may have done in my younger years, you know, when I got there a couple of times with Dover and stuff like that, but, you know, I'm getting to be an old man now, near enough. But no, it's I'm not nervous. You know, it's just I try and look at every game as just another game because you never know what you're going to do. And like today, it was so difficult out there with that wind. It was tough. But you know, thankfully we got through.